The elevator door closes, and you find yourself alone with the CEO of a major company. You now have 15 to 20 seconds to pitch your product. In this case, it's webinar software, and the CEO looks like she's in a hurry. But for just seconds, you have a captive audience. That's how Michigan State's Zororo Makamba prepared himself for the World Collegiate Sales Open held at NIU's Barsima Hall.
If you manage to keep your composure, just maintain the conversation and keep her engaged somewhat, you can definitely take the sale up until the end.
The competition started last fall with 200 students representing 21 U.S. colleges and 7 international schools. Participants were narrowed down through a series of trial events. The finalists this weekend went from booking an appointment with a testy receptionist to the elevator pitch and finally a face-to-face session with a company executive to sell their software. It was all staged, but that didn't stop the adrenaline from flowing. NIU senior marketing major Corey Kravitz made it to the Final Four. Armed with confidence and a neat suit, he had a pep talk before meeting with a potential client.
Not every solution is for every customer, but just because you're not selling them something now doesn't mean the relationship doesn't have value. Find the best value you can in the relationship and move the process forward every step of the way.
The University of Akron's Joshua Wolls had a similar mantra.
If the product's not right for them, I understand. I don't want them to buy something that's not going to benefit them as a company. It does, though. And if for some reason I don't close that sale, maybe they can help me get my foot in the door somewhere else.
Wolls took first place with his sales pitch, appearing confident from the start. His interview was broadcast in an overflow room for all of the participants at the conference to watch.
I actually put together a little roadmap of things that I'd like to accomplish today.
Okay.
First thing, I'd like to find out a little bit about who you are, what your role is with the company.
Mm-hmm.
I'd really like to get you set up with Adobe Connect.
Okay.
I really think that we'll be able to benefit you.
We'll see.
Each finalist had a faculty coach. Wolves' coach Frederick Buke says there are verbal and nonverbal strategies during a face-to-face meeting.
In the mind of the salesperson, everything makes sense and the person should immediately buy it. Reality is, of course, different, that some customers totally don't get what you want. So for that reason, we actually train the students to make sure that every step of the process, their conversation partner really is following them, that they are on board.
NIU sales professor Dan Weilbaker is the CEO of the World Collegiate Sales Open. He says the event is meant to get as close to a realistic environment as possible.
It is very stressful, but that's part of being a salesperson. You have to learn how to handle stress and at the same time, you know, let your personality come out. And so this is giving them practice at how do you do that.
Recent NIU grad and one of last year's finalists, Ashley Schulter, conducted the face-to-face sales pitch. As a former competitor, she knows what it's like to go through the obstacles to make a sale. When it was all said and done, most of this year's finalists agreed the brief elevator pitch was the most difficult challenge. Schulter says it prepared her for her current job in the profession.
I was at a sales training once, and I'm sitting next to a woman who happens to be friends with this man that I was trying to get a hold of. But that's how life is. It's weird like that. So you just have to know how to talk to people in a pinch if they show up.
Speaking of which, sounds like our time is up. I'm Jenna Dooley, WNIJ News.